Today I'm visiting with one of the advisors for FFA, a longtime advisor in this area, Terry Jenkins of Malta Bend. Terry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Larry. How are you doing?
Doing good. How many years have you been an advisor there? I know it's been a while.
21 years total. 8 years the first time and the rest this time. So 21 years total.
You've always got a great group up there, and they always do well in competitions and other things. One of the smaller chapters in this area, but still, this has got to be something that you totally enjoy doing and something that's close to your heart.
Yeah, it's definitely not for the money, Larry. It's because I love kids and I like to see them succeed. And, I mean, looking back over the years, it's just truly amazing that I've had an opportunity to have some pretty amazing kids that has went on to be CEOs of companies and working for doctors and lawyers, and it's just pretty mind-boggling, Larry.
That's probably got to make you feel really good when you see them. You know, maybe you haven't seen them for a while, and you see them and see what they've accomplished, and they were kids when you knew them, but they've got kids of their own right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, Larry, I'm getting a little bit older. And I think I finally had a grandchild of a student that I had when I first taught here, so that makes me feel a little old.
Oh, well, yeah, you're still young at heart, and you're still young compared to me, too. So what would you say has been the highlight of your FFA career as an advisor?
As an advisor is watching kids get scholarships and awards and recognitions for the hard work, SAE projects and leadership opportunities that, you know, they take advantage of. Us personally here, since I taught at Malta Bend, I've had an opportunity to have two state officers that are very, very successful in life, multiple state degrees, American degrees, et cetera. But just seeing children succeed, you know, and then going on in life and succeed too. And it's pretty mind-boggling.
You know, speaking of students succeeding, your daughter is now an advisor, is that right?
Yeah, Jade is actually the teacher at Lamont. Second year she's been over there. I think they really love her. She really loves that school.
Sure.
I think it's a really good combination.
Interview a lot of people from Lamont through the years, and school, they're close-knit families there, and I know she'll do well just like you, and they'll get to her heart too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she loves her kids, loves her school, staff, faculty. You know, it's just a real good deal.
You will hear more of my visit with Malta Bend Ag Advisor Terry Jenkins on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What is the difference between a guitar and a fish? You can't tuna fish. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.